Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are, Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. We are live, we are loco, and we got it going on for you. Let's see here. 6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Got to take care of the people who take care of us. Apparently, Axios, and while they're reporting this, that experts are saying, rat-row, could be a collapse in home pricing coming. Shouldn't come as a shock. Mm-hmm. We know that prices have been inflated. Especially we feel it in Florida. A lot of people want to live here. Supply and demand at work. Also, historically, super low interest rates for a long period of time. That's gone away. Okay. Just thank goodness Jimmy Carter's not around, okay? You had a home mortgage for 15%, thought you were getting a deal.
Yeah, those are scary days.
So they say there's going to be a collapse. I'm no expert in this area. I feel like prices are going to drop. I think the word collapse is a little strong.
I mean, it's settling, I think. And then, yeah, the interest rate goes up. That slows the buying process down a little bit. So
It certainly will, because how much home you can buy.
Yes.
You got to look at that. You got to look at the monthly payment for most people anyway, and they're going to say, you know what? We're just going to hold off. But if you hold off, then what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. I mean, rent is unbelievable. I mean, what people are getting for rent... And thank the good Lord, I haven't had to, you know, do that for a long time, because how would you save money for a house?
Yeah.
You're paying $1,500, $2,000 or more for rent.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Crazy.
So, a little sticker shock there. But I wonder if this kind of information, the home prices are going to collapse and all that, will that cause people who would be entering the market or looking for a house, say the next 60 to 90 days, going, well, you know, should we hold off?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving any advice in this area. Nobody knows really what the future holds day to day. I do know that for most people, it's nice when you have a roof over your head. So you have to live somewhere. And, you know, there's not always a perfect time to buy. There's not a perfect time to sell. But life moves forward, so sometimes you need to do what you need to do. But some economists think there's going to be a significant drop in home prices within the near future as the residential real estate market is stuck. Again, this article coming from Axios, they explain that after the sales of existing homes dropped for the ninth straight month, the supply of single-family homes is continuing to grow, and the mortgage rates are nearing 7%. Some experts are saying that a large-scale housing slowdown is starting to become more and more likely. All right, so... how's that? You know, unless you are buying or selling right now, it's not going to have a major impact. Mm-hmm. Whatever you gain by waiting for home prices to come down, you're paying in a higher interest rate. So, you know, you've got to consider all of that. But if you sit on the sidelines and don't do anything, you might, you know, miss an opportunity of finding the home that you really want, something that you're going to be happy with for a long time. Because think about it, that's where you spend all your time.
Oh yeah.
And that's also where you spend most of your income for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's going to be welcome for people who are looking. They're going to go, need to drop. But I say, just as important to make housing affordable, you've got to have the interest rates that come down too. And that, what did Janet Yellen say, the Treasury Secretary? I could see maybe a year or two of this inflation. Yeah. Remember, this was the very transitory, temporary inflation we were going to experience. Now is temporary to maybe a year or two. Right. Okay.
Just in time for another election.
Yeah, really. Oh, and then there's the pending rail strike.
Mm-hmm.
Have they scared people enough with this one yet?
They're working on it, yeah.
Yeah. President Joe Biden said yesterday he asked Congress to intervene to prevent an economically crippling freight rail strike. Yes, it would be. It would be tough on the economy. We already have supply chain issues, all the above. Yes, that would not be good. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that she will call a vote this week to carry out Biden's request. In other words, force them to take the contract. And apparently, part of this contract deal involves paid sick leave. So you wouldn't have paid sick leave? To me, that's pretty... I thought that was pretty basic.
It is. Should be.
It's odd that... Now, don't get me wrong. This new contract, my understanding is, it is a huge raise. So, you know, the 24% raises, $5,000 in bonuses, a retroactive to 2020, the average employee would get an immediate payout of $11,000 if the deal's ratified.
There's some Christmas shopping.
But the workers are going to walk away from that? I don't get it. The rail industry is trying to pare back as far as people go. If mm-hmm. the labor continues to go up, they're just going to look for ways to pare back even further, wouldn't they?
They should take a really good look at McDonald's and see what happened there.
Yeah.
Automation. There's a lot of computerization and automation that goes on already in the rail industry, so yeah. And the reality is, I mean, yeah, you can fight for your rights and you're part of a union. I get all that. But let's say you go on that strike. Well, all those disastrous things that are happening that you're going to do to the economy, you then now have to help pay for because you're going to get nailed with it as well.
Yeah, that's true. But, man, a 24% raise, $11,000 bonus right off the bat, that's, to me, that would be hard to say no to.
Yeah.
Employee health insurance premiums will also be capped at 15% of the total plan cost. Employee. So in other words, the employee will never have to pay more than 15% of the total plan cost every time the plan goes up in cost, which they don't go down, people.
No, they don't.
The medical plans continue to go up. The employer would have to continually make up the difference. However, dissenting unions had balked at the lack of paid sick days in the tentative agreement. I wonder if it's just they're limited to how many sick days they can take. But couldn't they sign up for, like, short-term disability? That would only be a couple of dollars a paycheck. I don't know. Somebody's telling the unions maybe, don't take anything less. But I got to tell you, in this atmosphere, I don't know, you should be... Yeah. I'm not in their shoes, but, I don't know. But it looks like the government's going to kind of force it on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's still some people who are a little sore over the whole Reagan and the...
Airlines?
Well, the FAA, the Air Traffic Controllers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially Biden, being Mr. Union, Mr. Pro-Worker, supposedly.
Absolutely, yep.
Interesting. We'll follow that. But yeah, they're looking at December 9th, possibly. This would not be good for our economy.
No.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And what about oil drilling? Huh? Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.